Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten up.
Hello and happy day, sweet friends. I am, as always, so very grateful for every opportunity that I have to hang out with you here on Empower Radio. I'm really excited about today's show. Today's show is going to, I hope, really help you to set course for 2020 in a whole new way, perhaps in a way that you've never even considered in regards to where your intentions for your life are taking you. I'm so glad that we get to be here and cooperatively work within an action plan for you, if you feel inclined, so that you are inspired over this next 12 months. It is so unbelievable to me that 2019 is we're at the tail end of things. We're already sitting energetically in an energy that is moving us forward into 2020. We've been probably feeling this energy for, I would say, probably about 3 weeks already. So we're all, go back even a little further, right into mid-November, where we were already starting to feel the inclines, the direction to really become much more conscious, much more co-creative in terms of where our life is going and how it is that we're choosing to direct it. And we, this is the other part that is so important to understand is that, our ego likes to believe it's in control. And so, we can say that jokingly because we know that ultimately there's something so much bigger within the scope of the universe that helps to direct and guide us in accordance to what is our destiny. And when we can understand that for the ego, we can understand that if we get it active and working cooperatively, it takes a little bit of responsibility and it feels like it has a little bit of a say just where life is going and how it is that we're going to get there. But I want to take our conversation today from more of an ego-based way of moving into the new year and bring it into a more heart-centered approach where you will feel more divinely inspired into action. This is about helping you to reach and act upon what is within full potential. But we're going to go down into a place of helping to unearth something that you're a little bit more capable of than perhaps you have been aware of up until this point. When it comes to the new year, we often hear about New Year's resolutions. Now, the new year is a great opportunity for us to reflect, to take a look at the previous year, how we've been living our life, what's worked, what changes we've been through. Goodness sakes, we can definitely all agree that 2019 has been a little bit painful. And it has challenging our own resilience just a little bit. Over these last 12 months, there have been a lot of challenges that we've been handed. A lot of obstacles, a lot of discovering what is deeper inside of us, discovery that takes us more into alignment with who we truly are and what it is we're truly here to do within this lifetime. This year has absolutely, 2019 was designed to help us to explore our successes and help us to see where it was that we need to maybe pull up our socks a little bit in terms of what is that self-responsibility, that spiritual maturity within our own lives. So as we're approaching into the new year, and as we're sitting here in the middle of December, it's such the perfect opportunity. And in fact, all of the energy of the cosmos is supporting this right now as well, supporting us to, no matter how small or big our ideas are, but to take to make some sort of action plan, to become engaged with something that supports the what is far outreaching our concept or idea of what a goal is. And so this is why you're tuning into today's show, because this energy, the full moon that we're under, this energy is cleansing, it is clearing, it is wiping stuff away and allowing us to recognize how capable we are deep down. And as I said, act upon something that is going to bring about even greater potentials for our lives. This is where all of the cosmos are united, asking us to do our groundwork, to open up to greater options, greater opportunities, greater potentials, and take action in terms of what it is that we're passionate about. I think that, you know, when we look at recognizing the difference between a resolution and an intention, we go into a place of recognizing one is above the mind and the other one is something so much deeper. It's about what we are passionate about. As I said, this year is coming to an end. It has been challenging. We have had a tremendous amount of growth, to say the least. And now we're in this place here in this catalyst of energy that is asking and inviting us to set some intention and focus on our heart, what's important, what really matters, and devote some of our time to finding what that is, to fulfilling a passion, that which gives us a greater sense of purpose, that which connects us to truth and a deeper meaning for our life, and something that will direct us in a way where we can feel that we are in purposeful action and connecting us to the world that we're living in. This is about knowing and feeling within our heart so that we can trust and fall into a deeper calling. So when we look at, you know, a resolution, I'm going to talk about resolution versus intention, and then I'm going to give you the goods on how to really get actively engaged with intentions that are sure to support you over the next 12 months. When we look at a resolution is something that is ego-based. The resolution is of the mind. So when we sit down to resolve things in our life, it's an action where we look at resolving something so we can ultimately make better decisions, where we can have, again, so maybe we don't stumble and fall with some of the challenges and obstacles that we've gone through over this past 12 months. We're looking to explore. Resolutions help us to set goals and to explore what it is that we prefer for our life. They're not bad. It's just that I want to introduce an even better way for you and for me to pursue our dreams, to really create and work cooperatively with the universe. A resolution, you know, the trouble with resolutions, as I said, is that they are goals of the mind. It is something that the mind comes up with. The mind will, you know, the ego mind, where we have to look at resolving something because we are lacking in one area or the other, that we need to resolution or resolving is a belief that something needs to be fixed, that there is in some way we are not good enough, or that the way life has been showing up is not good enough either. When we set a resolution, now resolutions are those very things that we set that usually by the end of January of the new year, we've completely bombed and failed at the whole thing. It's because our ego mind has the idea, a concept about what might be possible, but our beliefs and the trajectory of that, when they're not in alignment with our heart and they're in alignment with our head, based on who we think we need to be, who we should be, or what we ought to be doing, we end up falling short. And so, you know, we really get frustrated because the trouble with resolution is that they are of the mind. They start in a place that is future oriented and as if something needs to be resolved. Intentions, however, leave room for goals. They leave room for action because they are divinely inspired and they're not limited by our thoughts. A resolution is limited by what we believe is possible for ourselves. A resolution is limited based on what it is we think we can accomplish, what it is that we think we're going to be able to do, and what it is that we believe is possible based on who we identify ourselves as, what we, you know, those beliefs that we have, I'm not smart enough, or I'm not worthy and deserving of success, or whatever, you know, belief systems are sitting there. We can only get so far before the idea of the mind stops us in our tracks. Whereas when we set intentions, on the other hand, are the domain of the heart. When we set an intention, the trajectory here is completely different because it's not from the mind based on belief systems, but it's in alignment with the heart. And the heart is what allows for the actions to spring forward, not based on what we think we should be able to do, but based on something that is guiding us from a whole different place. When we look at an intention, these are divinely inspired and not limited by our thoughts. We can perform what is the impossible when we begin aligning our intention with what it is that we are seeking for our lives. Our intention is what connects us to our calling. It's what gives us life. It provides us with the opportunity to act in accordance of our own self-will. And I'll tell you what, sweet friends, when we alter how we approach intentions, they are far more enjoyable than resolutions. They don't take as much work. They take a little bit of practice. And that's one of the biggest differences. We look at practicing to becoming the best that we possibly can be with our heartfelt and aligned with our heartfelt intention, as opposed to the resolution that traces and tracks and measures and takes score of how well we're doing in our life. When we look at intentions, intentions are what help us to transform our life. They are what allows us to facilitate a path that, is devoted to purpose, to connecting us on a deeper level to who we are, that demonstrate a commitment of something so much deeper, a commitment to be the best that we can be, the commitment to do good in the world, the commitment to make a positive difference in lives of other people, the commitment. And because when we have the commitment, we're more connected with our truth, that an intention has a deeper meaning. It's not something on the surface that a resolution offers. A resolution offers us something that is void, something that is lacking, something that resonates based on what we believe is possible, whereas an intention connects us to truth. It gives a deeper meaning, and it fills us with a sense of purpose. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to connect with the element of our lives in a more significant way to bring greater joy, greater fulfillment, and greater passion for living. The energy of an intention, it completely changes the scope of how we get up every single morning. So, when we understand, when we look at life, sometimes it feels like we have no control over the obstacles that life throws at us. But we do. We control how we control our actions. We control how we are responding or how we are reacting. But what's so great about setting intentions is that they're always close to our heart. So when an obstacle is thrown in our path, or we have some kind of challenge that we stumble across through our, different, aspects of life, when we're met with these, we can respond to what's in front of us and come keep those intentions close so that we can facilitate and take action and direct our choices in a way that is going to add to our life and as a way that is in a positive step forward to the directions of our dreams and of our goals. When we are in resolution, we are reacting. So let me give you an example. Let's take the idea of the resolution of saying that this year you're going to put your health first and foremost. This year I am going to make healthy I'm going to be healthy. This is my year to resolve, and I'm not going to drink as much alcohol. I'm not going to eat the foods that are bad for me. I'm not going to, I'm only going to eat salad, you know, whatever it is. We set all kinds of resolutions, and then the mind goes into an idea of what that will look like for us. And so we have this concept of how it is that we will direct our year ahead in making that resolution to lose weight, the resolution to be healthy, to come into fruition. The trouble is that when we have when we hold the resolution in this way, we move into the new year and we have an invitation to go out with friends. We immediately, from a place of, I will get back on it tomorrow. Today I'm going to indulge. Today I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to eat this food that is not healthy. And because tomorrow I'll get back on track. See, the ego always convinces us that tomorrow is always a part of the plan. So we go out and we indulge and we have a great evening. We completely dismiss the fact that our resolution was to be healthy and to lose weight. We indulge and we enjoy this evening out, and we immediately go into a place of feeling guilty over the fact that we did not follow through with our resolution. And then our mind starts telling us that we have no willpower, that it's not possible for us to be healthy because we don't know how to be healthy, that we actually don't like salad, and that that it's okay to have, you know, a few drinks, that's not going to alter anything. So we begin to convince ourselves to make other decisions that really stray us off our path, that take us away from that very point of the resolution itself. And then by the time January is over, we have, you know, fallen off track and fallen off path so many times that we just give up and say, forget it. I'm not going to bother making my health and losing weight a priority because it's not going to happen. I guess I'm just meant to be this body weight. I guess I'm just, this is just how life is for me. This is exactly, I guess, how God intended me to be. Ego will rationalize every one of those choices. It takes us into the point of setting the goal, having a picture, an idea of what that's going to look like. Life will challenge us and we completely give up and give in and over a period of time again, and then we feel guilty about it. And then we just say, forget it. I'm not going to bother this. You know, this is probably just how God wants me to be. Now, I'm kind of giggling at the same place, the same point in this, because I can see myself in this so many times at different periods in my life. It's just so funny to me how the ego mind works, because all of a sudden confronted on what it is we believe we're worthy and deserving of. The difference of setting an intention, when our intention goes into a deeper, more meaningful, broader scope of things, when we set an intention to, it's like, so this is, so we can say, instead of a resolution of being, this is the resolution of losing weight and becoming healthier. An intention says, my intention is to create a healthy lifestyle that is going to provide me with the energy and the health to sustain and maintain a quality of life that is uplifting for myself and uplifting for others. An intention becomes heart-directed, It's not so focused on the exact goal and what the picture needs to look like. The broad scope or the landscape of an intention takes into consideration not only what we're looking to create, to be, do, and have within our own life, but how it is that that act alone is going to make a difference in the lives of others. You see, an intention is something that is an extension of expansion for our lives. It's an expanded vision. There is no idea or any concept of how it is that that has to happen. When we set a resolution, we are thinking, I'm going to go to the gym every week. I'm going to eat salad every day. I'm not going to eat foods that are unhealthy for me. And I'm not going to drink alcohol. And I'm going to avoid eating all of those delicious foods that I seem to crave. Whereas the intention says, I don't know how it's going to happen. All I know is that I want to create a healthy lifestyle that is going to allow me to thrive so that I can, you know, and then I can show up in a way that I've never been able to show up. There's no lack there. And an intention actually is faith-filled. And it speaks to the fact that we may not have any idea of how it is that we're going to do it, when there's no timeline involved here, but it is a broad scope and a great landscape of how it is that we can greatly influence our life into something healthier and to, in a way that without any idea or concept, that we have trust and faith in how it's going to happen. We don't have an idea of how it's going to happen, but there's trust and faith that there is somewhere, in some way, shape, or form, it's going to happen. Trust that there is a power greater that is orchestrating for us a complete fulfillment of whatever it is we've intended or asked for. It allows us to release a thought, to release a mantra, a prayer into the universe, where it sets an intention into pure potentiality. Where it says, I'm going to put this out there. Here is what I'm asking for. Here is what my intention is. Here is what I'm seeing for myself and the benefit of others. And I'm going to let it bloom in whatever way is going to be in the highest and best. It's so set. You can feel the difference. You can feel from the heaviness of an ego base where there is fear and doubt creeping in that we're even going to be able to make this happen. And when there's a sense of lack and there's no, you know, again, the beliefs where I have no willpower, I'm never going to be able to make this happen. It's so hard to be healthy. It's so hard to lose weight. It's so hard that really is a story of the ego. You can feel the weight of what that is, the doubts, the criticisms, and we're so easily influenced by those of our own self and, of course, the influences of other people. But when we get into the heart of the matter, where we begin to listen to something that is of a deeper voice, what happens is when we release this intention into the universe, we move it from form into a faith-filled and trusting of something so much bigger that outcome is going to happen in a way that is in our highest and best and in a way that comes naturally, a way that comes easy, a way that says, I am divinely cared for. The universe has my back. I am supported in all my endeavors, even if I don't know how it's going to happen. And an intention is something that allows us to take the pressure off. A resolution puts a whole lot of pressure on us because that resolution has to have an external outcome. An intention aligns us with purpose. An intention, when we are then enacting upon the world with or in our day-to-day life, with an intention that our health is on the forefront and that we're going to make decisions and choices that honor our body and that respect our body and that take care of our body. When we show up to the buffet that is in front of us, we're able to then go, there's something deeper, there's something bigger that says, grab the salad, Have some water. Do the very things. Here is your opportunity of choice, and you can begin to enact and make choices that are in alignment with the intention. Your mind becomes still, and your intention speaks from deep in your heart. And as a result, you will have more success in achieving anything. Anything, what, no matter the dream, no matter how big and no matter how small, when it's from the heart, you will be able to, you know, achieve so much. And of course, what brings even greater happiness, greater success, greater love, greater peace, you know, into your world. And you'll get to choose without regret. It's a big difference. We make it, we, from ego, out of fear in the belief systems, we take action from a place that provides to us guilt. But when we are with an intention, we can choose with no regret. And it's a completely different supportive energy. It's a completely uplifting vibration within the universe that allows for the manifestation of the very things that we've been praying for, dreaming for, hoping and wishing for to come into manifestation, into fruition for our lives. So we're going to talk more about living with intention, listening deep, and that willingness to choose in what is best and what is right for us, not based on something our head is trying to convince us of, but that very thing that aligns us to living with more passion in our life. I will talk more about this after the commercial break.
Favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs
what's
like this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities. The building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children's succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
I'm so glad you're tuning into today's show. We're talking about intentions for 2020, what it is that brings us into alignment with something bigger, something more meaningful, something that sets course for our lives, which is in alignment with who we are and alignment with our soul's greatest potentials within this lifetime, the goals of the soul. The resolutions are goals of the mind. Intentions are the goals of the soul. This is where, you know, there's so many, I was thinking of some sayings over the commercial break, you know, where, you know, resolutions are set us up for failure because they're, again, they're of the mind, where an intent, and there's no clear path forward, whereas an intention grounds us into the present. It's not, it's like the pressure comes off with intentions and we can find our joy as we move forward and throughout our days in a way that allows us to, again, to live in a way that is much more conscious and thrive. There is a saying, I know that I was thinking back to of some text that I had read long time ago, and I actually looked it up over the commercial break because I was like, oh my gosh, how does that go? But it is a Vedic text where it says, you are what your deepest desire is. As your desire is, so is your intention. As your intention is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. And as your deed is, so is your destiny. The intention directs us into what is in alignment. It is the aim to create. It's what plants seeds within the universe that even if we don't know how they're going to grow, it's in trusting that there is something bigger at play, that within the law of intention, that there are, you know, we are harnessing something, working in alignment with a power to create anything that we desire, because that is ultimately in terms of what is shaping our destiny. Where so we understand everything that happens in the universe begins with intention. And when we decide anything, we create some sort of energy around it. When we set an intention, that's exactly what we're doing, is we're taking the mind that is normally caught up in thoughts and emotions and memories, and we're putting it into a place of awareness, a place that allows us to enter into some stillness, some quiet, some silence. And that really becomes what could be the ideal state in which we can begin to plant some of these intentions for our life. So we look at first connecting with, you know, with who we are. I mean, what, and I talked about it earlier, what, you know, connecting us with joy. That's one of the places to start, is to look at what, tune into what it is that you truly want. Tune in and ask yourself, you know, create some stillness, create some quiet, and tune into what it is your heart truly wants. And this can take some time. This can take a few days. It can take a few weeks, you know, honestly. But you will receive an answer to the question. You will receive an answer when we say, how do I serve in my highest purpose? What is it that my heart truly wants in this life? What is it that I can be to do to be of service so that I may know my true nature and that I can be in a place of contributing positively to other people's lives? When we look at an intention to be of service, to know our true nature, it allows for expansion in living. And when we're expanded within our living, we're loving in every moment, we're feeling more joy in every moment, and we're tuning in to hear and listen to the inner guidance. So, you know, when we look at it, setting intentions aren't something that we do and we just forget about them. We can set a resolution, we can write it down and we lose our list a million times. But an intention is something we don't forget. And an intention is something that we begin to live every single day. It's something that we begin to put into practice. The very things that we put into practice that take us closer to what it is we truly desire for our life. But first, we've got to tune in and sit down and have a cup of coffee with ourselves and really find out what would bring me joy. What would bring me joy? What is it that I truly am here to do? What is it, you know, we need to take some time. And very often resolutions are these ideas that just pop in our head and we quickly write them down on a list, right? But when we move into our heart's desire, this is about taking the time to listen to what springs from the heart, not just to make a list of 10 things I think I should do, but to sit down to what really and get in touch with what really matters. Several of our intentions will, you know, when we have an intention, we're going to be thinking about it. We're going to be pondering about it. We want to be authentic within our intentions. And so we look at, you know, becoming a little creative with what that intention is going to be for our life as well. And when we, you know, it doesn't have to be specific, whereas a resolution is goal-oriented, which asks us to be very specific. You know, is it achievable? Is it attainable? You know, how quickly can I get this done? Yada, yada, yada. But to create our life with intention, to create our life with intention means that we want to live our life in a certain way. We want to practice our life in a certain way. We want to align with something that is truer and deeper for us. So we begin putting our intention into practice, which I can go back to the buffet table. Putting our intention into practice is standing at the buffet, in the buffet line, and already seeing everything that's going to honor the intention that you have for your body, the intention for your life, the intention for your health. When we practice our intentions so that they become ingrained as a part of our actions, not just about, you know, the little things that we, you know, show up to the buffet line and we just start throwing stuff on our plate. It's like, I'll eat this now, feel guilty, get over it later, right? No, we stand at the buffet line and we're making conscious choice. We're practicing our intention. So getting in touch with what it is we truly want. So we want to connect to an element in our life, what we feel is significant, something that is going to bring us joy, that is going to fulfill a passion. So start by making a list. Start by making a list of the very things that you feel deep within your heart that in some way will bring greater meaning and purpose to your every single day. And a list of things that begin that you can see will make a positive difference in the lives of others. So make a list and then demonstrate that commitment to your intention by creating a word or a mantra or a phrase that, or what we can call a statement, that is going to help you to stay open to the expanded vision for your life. So going back to the buffet line, standing there, looking at all that is sitting there as options and choices, already be directing the intention to create and sustain a healthy lifestyle where you look at the very choices that you can make in order to do that. And in that moment where you can recite a mantra that says, I am healthy. I am worthy and deserving of having vitality and health. Something to bring forward those thoughts that will support the very actions of walking up to the buffet table and taking what is in your highest and best. So write it down. Get in touch with what you truly want, you truly desire. Make a list of things that you want to achieve within your life, not just within the year, but within your life. What are the things that will uplift and bring purpose and vitality and really connect you to who you are? Feel deep into your heart. Make a list and then create a short phrase, some mantras, some positive affirmations that will support that intention. So that when you're in the middle of a challenge, when you're confronted by the buffet table, when you are coming up against what feels like all odds, you have something that you can rely on to support you in that very moment that becomes integrated with you so that you lose a grip on the very thing that you're looking to create for your life. Intentions are so much more powerful when we arise in those moments, when we stay centered, no, regardless of the influences of what's happening around us, because our higher self already knows what we need to do, what action to take, what foods are going to, you know, help our body from that buffet line. So we look at connecting with the higher self. And so we create phrases and mantras or prayers or things that we can recite inside of us that call forward to the higher self to show up, because this is going to be really challenging. There's all those other foods that I know that I, oh my gosh, that I could completely indulge in right now that would lead me directly off my path. But my path is of health and vitality. My intention is for health and vitality. And so we then begin to enact and call upon the mantras and the prayers to help us to stay on path. It's where we can listen to a voice that is deeper inside of us, not the ego voice that says, I have to be in charge here. And I'm just going to give up for one day. I'll start again tomorrow. No, an intention becomes practiced, and we practice it in the mix of those challenges, at those points where we could choose, you know, the French fry or we could choose the carrot. The other thing I really want to invite you is to write it out. I think that when there's something so powerful from what happens between the mind and the hand, there's something so powerful that takes place from the idea, the thought, the concept that comes up in the mind, and it travels down the arm and through the pen. Write it out. Write a brief paragraph. Write the mantras down to really take charge, so that you can articulate clearer to yourself where the intention is going. You know, we look at saying, what are we passionate about? What do we want to cultivate more in our life? What's going right? What's not going right? What are some positive changes I can make? Just begin to write and to journal and to contemplate and to have that inner conversation, that dialogue with yourself. Look at, you know, meditation is, oh my gosh, I speak so much about meditation, but meditation is a practice where we can hold the intention in our mind, create the stillness, go deeper, and fall into the gap where we can slip in and where we can plant that intention, where we can get the guidance and the direction for what it is that, what step can I take here? In the state of just restful awareness. That's what meditation does. Meditation takes us into restful awareness, where we can quiet and be centered. We can set the intention. We can let it go. And we can process for a few minutes on the steps we can take. What step can I take today that's going to lead me more in the direction of my intention? Meditation allows us to practice our intentions. It's something we can put into play for ourselves so that we can remain centered in that state of awareness, and where the outside influences don't get in the way. It gives us opportunity for silence and the stillness and the connection. The connection to what we intend. Everything that we want, you know, again, everything we want for our life. To let go. To, you know, show me the way. And when we focus our intentions, we, you know, let them into the universe. We let go and let God. We let the universe handle the details. We trust the infinite and the orchestration of everything within the universe to fulfill that desire. It's like, here it is. This is what I'm asking for. This is what I'm intending for. I'm staying here in just awareness of being here. What can I do? What action can I take? Here is my prayer. Here are my affirmations. There's something, as I said, when we write it out, it's like we flesh it out and then we meditate with it. We listen to the inner guidance. We hold it for days for the intention so that it's not just empty words, but it becomes a part of us. And we go back and forth with the universe of holding the same focused intention. It is my intention today to sustain and maintain a healthy lifestyle. It is my intention to take care of my body in service to my cells and my cells into service. Where we can hold that every single day through meditation, to practice it, to begin with it, to intend for it every day. This is also where journaling comes into play. Again, I talked about writing things down, but journaling and writing your intention every day. These mantras and these prayers, not only can we hold them in meditation, and not only do we come up with the concept and the idea and do a little bit of writing around it, but we can write them into a journal every day. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Reminding ourselves of our greatest intention for our life. At the beginning of every day, setting course at the very beginning of every day, we put the intention into practice. So we look at how is it that we can connect to that heart's desire so that we stay on track. Meditation is great. Writing it down through a journal is great. Sticky notes are great. I love sticky notes. Writing my intentions out on sticky notes and having them everywhere through the house. Put an alarm on your phone. I think we have this beautiful gift of technology where we can write the prayers out, the mantras, the reminders of our intention on our phone and have an alarm every single day that brings you back into center. What are my intentions? Am I living? Am I honoring them? Am I making the very choices that support my health and vitality for 2020. We look at ingraining all of our actions, everything we're doing to uphold what is the most, the deeper, more meaningful things for our life. Setting goals is not enough. We must be willing to enact. I mean, intentions have no limits. They're expansive. Goals are limiting. They demand that we be productive. Whereas an intention, voicing our intention, holding our intention, focusing on our intention, practicing our intention, allows us to put the power of change into something so much bigger. And we actually become more productive. It takes the work out of it. As I said, intentions means that we have to work hard at something. Whereas we stay in a state of intention, we actually are more productive. we actually get so much more done. We're more receptive, we're more inspired, and we have more motivated to take action to the very thing that we're looking to create for our life. Setting intentions, you know, this is about, you know, being clear. And I really highly recommend that you include how it is that your intention is going to make a difference in the lives of others. Because we really look at setting intentions as powerful for us, for giving a voice for our life, clearly stating how we intend to feel instead of wishing or hoping. I intend to live in gratitude. I intend to honor my heart's desires, that my every day be filled with energy, to have energy that fills my body. When we look at, you know, we can then take this and that it becomes available, that life can transform for everyone, that through my actions, that others will be inspired to take positive action to theirs, that they too may find alignment with their heart and do the very things that will bring positive energy to fill their bodies. How it is that you're going to create for yourself, and it, with intention of holding space for others. It's so much more effective. It's so much more effective in the universe, because all of a sudden it changes form from the ego base, which is ego, which says all about me, that says for me and in contribution to others too, please. For me and for all, that you may and that I may and that we may all together. When we begin giving consciously with intention through positive choices, that energy perpetuates, and again, it motivates, it supports, and it holds us in an influencing pattern within the cosmos that allows for us to have greater success, greater fulfillment, because now we are aligned with something that is bigger than just our own self. There are no rules for setting intentions. That's why you're not tuning into the show to get the goods of how do I set the intention. This is about what is an intention and having that conversation, getting in touch with you, what's important to you, what you're passionate about. And your intentions for the world can be complete, and for your world may be completely different than what mine are for mine. It doesn't make one better than the other. We're just the invitation right now within the cosmos is for us to look at the very things that we can do to create more energy, more enthusiasm, more vitality, creativity within our lives. There's so much emphasis on goal settings where we've got to create the plans, we've got to do the work. And it all sounds wonderful, but as I said, we fall short. Setting and living our intentions allows us to focus on where we are in the moment, to recognize and live our values, to raise our vibration, our emotional energy, which in turn raises our physical energy, where we begin to feel happier, more motivated. And practicing those intentions every single day is what really creates the roadmap. It's what reminds us of what our intention is, and we have the motivation to achieve. The practice puts us in charge and in change of our life. And remember, I said the ego wants nothing more than to be in charge. So we begin to tap into intentions, and we put our ego to work for us instead of our ego driving the car. Like, ego, I've got some things for you to do. We're going to practice these intentions so that I may be in charge and in the change of my life. So just as I said earlier, there's no rules around setting intentions. There are benefits. There are great benefits. And my intention here today on the show was to share with you some ways, some information that will help you to take that, you know, that initiative to become more conscious of what you're putting out into the universe. Every thought is a prayer. Every thought, every feeling. So remember, try some meditation. Do a little writing. Have a conversation with yourself. Practice. And then through the practice, you will create some amazing things in your life, not just in a black and white, do or die approach of the ego, but in a way that takes the pressure off and allows you to receive what is truly in your highest and best. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show, sweet friends. Godspeed on your journey to wholeness. Bye for now.